Procédure de qualification 2018. Employé de commerce, CFC, anglais, compréhension auditive, série 2. Cher candidat, la compréhension auditive que vous allez entendre vous permettra de remplir les documents qui vous ont été remis. Elle se compose de 3 parties, chaque partie étant répétée une fois et comporte un temps de réflexion entre chacune des parties. Veuillez avoir l'obligeance d'écrire très lisiblement. D'avance, merci et bonne chance pour votre examen. Vous avez maintenant quelques instants pour prendre connaissance de ces différentes parties.
Part 1. You will hear a conversation between a man and a hotel receptionist. Fill in the missing information below using a word, numbers, or letters. You will hear the recording twice. You now have time to read the questions. Good morning, Sunrise Hotel. How can I help you?
Good morning. I'd like to book a room for the 21st of May.
Okay, let me check on my computer if there's any availability on that date. The 21st of March, you said, right?
No, not March. I said May.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me see.
Does that mean that you're fully booked on that night?
Not fully. We have a vacancy at £180 plus the 10% room tax. A junior suite is also available at £235 plus tax.
That is a bit expensive, isn't it?
Well, there is still another room available, but it is a small one, as it is for single use.
And how much is that one?
£135 plus the 10% room tax, of course.
I think I can afford that. I'll have it.
Okay, in order to make a firm booking, I need your details, sir. Could I have your name, please?
Yes, Tom Brocksbury.
How do you spell your last name, Mr. Brocksbury?
BRAWKSBURY.
Okay, Mr. Brocksbury. And could I have your telephone number, please?
Yes, it's 018-655-16122. This is my landline. In case I'm not at home, I'll give you my mobile phone number. It's 0779-0734-388.
Okay, I've got them both. Last thing, Mr. Brocksbury, I need your credit card number.
I'll give you my Visa number. It's 4095 1072-6960-7323. It expires in June 2019.
Perfect. Now I have all the information I need to hold your reservation.
I just have a few more questions about your hotel. Could you tell me what the nearest underground station is, please? I'm coming from Victoria Station.
Well, if you take the District Line, you can get off at Gloucester Road or Earl's Court. Gloucester Road is a little nearer, and it takes only a quarter of an hour to get here. To Earl's Court, you add around 5 minutes. That means you get here in 20 minutes.
Not too long. And what time is the restaurant open for breakfast?
It serves breakfast from 7:30 to 10 a.m. But if you leave early in the morning, you can get a coffee or a cup of tea from 6 o'clock.
Good. And do you have an exercise room? Because I have to run every day, my doctor said.
We do have a gym and a sauna, and the entrance is free for our guests.
Oh, one last question. What about check-in and check-out times, please?
You can have your room from 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you must leave it by 10:30 in the morning, at the latest.
Okay then, I think I've got all I need to know.
We look forward to having you with us. Have a nice day. Now listen again. Good morning, Sunrise Hotel. How can I help you?
Good morning. I'd like to book a room for the 21st of May.
Okay, let me check on my computer if there's any availability on that date. The 21st of March, you said, right?
No, not March. I said May.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me see.
Does that mean that you're fully booked on that night?
Not fully. We have a vacancy at £180 plus the 10% room tax. A junior suite is also available at £235 plus tax.
That is a bit expensive, isn't it?
Well, there is still another room available, but it is a small one, as it is for single use.
And how much is that one?
£135 plus the 10% room tax, of course.
I think I can afford that. I'll have it.
Okay. In order to make a firm booking, I need your details, sir. Could I have your name, please?
Yes, Tom Brocksbury.
How do you spell your last name, Mr. Brocksbury?
BRAWKSBURY.
Okay, Mr. Brocksbury. And could I have your telephone number, please?
Yes, it's 018-655-16122. This is my landline. In case I'm not at home, I'll give you my mobile phone number. It's 0779-0734-388.
Okay, I've got them both. Last thing, Mr. Brocksbury, I need your credit card number.
I'll give you my Visa number. It's 4095-1072-6960-7323. It expires in June 2019.
Perfect. Now I have all the information I need to hold your reservation.
I just have a few more questions about your hotel. Could you tell me what the nearest underground station is, please? I'm coming from Victoria Station.
Well, if you take the District Line, you can get off at Gloucester Road or Earl's Court. Gloucester Road is a little nearer, and it takes only a quarter of an hour to get here. To Earl's Court, you add around 5 minutes. That means you get here in 20 minutes.
Not too long. And what time is the restaurant open for breakfast?
It serves breakfast from 7:30 to 10 a.m. But if you leave early in the morning, you can get a coffee or a cup of tea from 6 o'clock.
Good. And do you have an exercise room? Because I have to run every day, my doctor said.
We do have a gym and a sauna, and the entrance is free for our guests.
Oh, one last question. What about check-in and check-out times, please?
You can have your room from 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and you must leave it by 10:30 in the morning, at the latest.
Okay, then. I think I've got all I need to know.
We look forward to having you with us. Have a nice day. That is the end of part one. Part two. You will hear 5 short recordings. For each recording, decide what the speaker is doing. Write one letter, A through G, next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. There are 2 extra answers you do not need to use. You will hear the 5 recordings twice. You now have time to read the questions.
Speaker 1.
This is Karen Simpson. It's 8:15 on Tuesday morning. I'm calling about the first term sales report. Could you send me a copy of your department's figures, please? I'm in Brussels until next Monday. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Speaker 2.
This is Peter Hansen from Northern Europe Conferences in Stockholm. I'm calling to tell you that this year's Nautical Trade Fair is taking place during the last week of October. If you would like to get some complimentary tickets, please let me know how many you would like. Please call me at this number as soon as you can. Thank you. Goodbye. Speaker 3.
Hi, it's Deborah Jackson. I'm ringing about my visit next month. You remember we had talked about the 16th? Well, I'm sorry, but it won't be possible because I'll be in Paris at that time. Could we put it back a week or so? Call me back and let me know as soon as possible. Thanks. Bye. Speaker 4.
Hi, Martha. It's David. I need to talk to you and it's rather urgent. Call me back on my mobile. It's about the contract we're trying to get in Stockholm. Our client finally accepted what we proposed. What I need to know urgently is whether I can sign the contracts myself if you want to come with me for the signature. So call me ASAP. Thanks a lot. Speaker 5.
Hello, it's Tina Haddock here. I received your project for the new product launching yesterday, and I've looked at it closely. It looks okay on the whole, but I think there are still one or two details to be improved and settled on. So I've got some suggestions that I'll send you later today, as soon as I arrive in our local agency. Let me know what you think about them, okay? Goodbye. Now listen again.
Speaker 1.
This is Karen Simpson. It's 8:15 on Tuesday morning. I'm calling about the first term sales report. Could you send me a copy of your department's figures, please? I'm in Brussels until next Monday. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Speaker 2.
This is Peter Hansen from Northern Europe Conferences in Stockholm. I'm calling to tell you that this year's Nautical Trade Fair is taking place during the last week of October. If you would like to get some complimentary tickets, please let me know how many you would like. Please call me at this number as soon as you can. Thank you. Goodbye. Speaker 3.
Hi, it's Deborah Jackson. I'm ringing about my visit next month. You remember we had talked about the 16th? Well, I'm sorry, but it won't be possible because I'll be in Paris at that time. Could we put it back a week or so? Call me back and let me know as soon as possible. Thanks. Bye. Speaker 4.
Hi, Martha. It's David. I need to talk to you and it's rather urgent. Call me back on my mobile. It's about the contract we're trying to get in Stockholm. Our client finally accepted what we proposed. What I need to know urgently is whether I can sign the contracts myself if you want to come with me for the signature. So call me ASAP. Thanks a lot. Speaker 5.
Hello, it's Tina Haddock here. I received your project for the new product launching yesterday, and I've looked at it closely. It looks okay on the whole, but I think there are still one or two details to be improved and settled on. So I've got some suggestions that I'll send you later today, as soon as I arrive in our local agency. Let me know what you think about them, okay? Goodbye. That is the end of part 2. Part 3. You will hear a conversation about Airbnb. For each question, choose one answer, A, B, or C. There is only one correct answer per question. You will hear the recording twice. You now have time to read the questions. Okay, so we're talking about housing, Patrick. You know, these days a lot of people can actually stay in houses when they travel instead of staying in hotels. Have you heard about Airbnb?
Yeah, I have heard of it. I've looked at the website a couple of times. Do they have Airbnb where you're from?
They actually do have Airbnb in San Francisco, but I have not used it there. I've only used it traveling in other countries. I booked accommodation in Thailand through it, and I was going to do the same in Japan, but I couldn't because of travel problems.
So, how does it work?
Basically, if somebody owns a house, they can rent out a room. It works like this. You choose a place online, book it with the scheduling system provided, pay Airbnb, and then the people let you stay in their house.
What is the cost usually? Is it expensive?
It can be really cheap or really expensive. You have both ends. Sometimes you can just rent a room, and sometimes you can actually rent the whole house.
Right. Well, it sounds like a good way to stay in some place you haven't been before.
It is good. When I used it in Thailand, I felt like I had real roots there. I wasn't in a hotel, so nobody was intruding on me, and nobody was coming to clean my room every day. So I had more privacy, and I felt like I really lived in the place. Usually the lodgings are in real neighborhoods and not in touristy areas. There are definitely some advantages, but of course the system isn't perfect. There have already been problems.
What do you mean?
There has already been trouble with squatters in California, and squatters are hard to evict.
Is that the only problem?
Well, another questionable practice is that some residents of low-income housing, which are government-subsidized, are renting out on Airbnb.
That's not fair. They're cheating the government and making a lot of money.
And what is more, developers are building blocks of flats specifically for Airbnb because it's more profitable than renting to long-term occupants.
So it's been a very debatable situation.
Yeah. So what do you think? Would you be interested in booking something through Airbnb?
Yeah, I think so. After researching a place, if I have a lot of pictures, read the reviews, and if it seems safe, I might try it.
Actually, their website is user-friendly. You can choose accommodation in Paris or Madrid or any other capital. They often have the Google Street Camera view, so you can see what the house looks like. Everybody leaves reviews, so you'd get a good idea about what the place is like. It's a new way to travel, and it's cool.
Yeah, it sounds interesting, especially the reviews. I think knowing that someone else has had a good experience would definitely make it interesting to use.
Yeah, definitely. Now listen again. Okay, so we're talking about housing, Patrick. You know, these days a lot of people can actually stay in houses when they travel instead of staying in hotels. Have you heard about Airbnb?
Yeah, I have heard of it. I've looked at the website a couple of times. Do they have Airbnb where you're from?
They actually do have Airbnb in San Francisco, but I have not used it there. I've only used it traveling in other countries. I booked accommodation in Thailand through it, and I was going to do the same in Japan, but I couldn't because of travel problems.
So, how does it work?
Basically, if somebody owns a house, they can rent out a room. It works like this. You choose a place online, book it with the scheduling system provided, pay Airbnb, and then the people let you stay in their house.
What is the cost usually? Is it expensive?
It can be really cheap or really expensive. You have both ends. Sometimes you can just rent a room, and sometimes you can actually rent the whole house.
Right. Well, it sounds like a good way to stay in some place you haven't been before.
It is good. When I used it in Thailand, I felt like I had real roots there. I wasn't in a hotel, so nobody was intruding on me, and nobody was coming to clean my room every day. So I had more privacy, and I felt like I really lived in the place. Usually the lodgings are in real neighborhoods and not in touristy areas. There are definitely some advantages, but of course the system isn't perfect. There have already been problems.
What do you mean?
There has already been trouble with squatters in California, and squatters are hard to evict.
Is that the only problem?
Well, another questionable practice is that some residents of low-income housing, which are government-subsidized, are renting out on Airbnb.
That's not fair. They're cheating the government and making a lot of money.
And what is more, developers are building blocks of flats specifically for Airbnb because it's more profitable than renting to long-term occupants.
So it's been a very debatable situation.
Yeah. So what do you think? Would you be interested in booking something through Airbnb?
Yeah, I think so. After researching a place, if I have a lot of pictures, read the reviews, and if it seems safe, I might try it.
Actually, their website is user-friendly. You can choose accommodation in Paris or Madrid or any other capital. They often have the Google Street Camera view, so you can see what the house looks like. Everybody leaves reviews, so you'd get a good idea about what the place is like. It's a new way to travel, and it's cool.
Yeah, it sounds interesting, especially the reviews. I think knowing that someone else has had a good experience would definitely make it interesting to use.
Yeah, definitely. That is the end of part 3.
Fin de l'enregistrement.